And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. On approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
658 on 960 The Quake. We have our special Quake News Team reports on California's levees. That's coming up here at the top of the hour. And then keeping it real with Will Durst, Willie Brown, and the birthday boy, Paul Wells. Good morning to all.
That was yesterday's news, John. Good morning.
Well, how was your birthday?
Oh, it was great. I had a fabulous dinner in North Beach. Had a great time. It was good to celebrate the birth as you did just a week ago.
Indeed we did.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the Titanic, that big 15-ton hull piece. The people responsible, the Zallers, who raised that out of the ocean, one of those guys, John Zaller, is going to be our guest this hour.
We are right on the same page today. We do the news hour, mm-hmm. then we go to Will and Willie, and then we talk about it some more. That's we have a nice synergy, don't we?
And we do. And we do, and it's a great day for it.
Fogs everywhere. And I'm dressed for a summer stroll. How appropriate.
You're not going to walk out on the show, are you, Willie?
No way. I'm not going to stroll. This is nice and warm in here. It's colder than hell out there.
Can't wait for tomorrow when he rides his bike down here.
That'll be awesome. That will be awesome. All right, keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up in just a second. Our levy report coming up in just a moment, too. That's the Progressive News Hour for today. More news and downloadable audio available all the time at QuakeRadio.com. We are broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, at 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News, an in-depth and investigative look at the California levee crisis. Michael Rush reports.
Levee failures are not uncommon in the Delta. Over the past century, 140 levee failures have been recorded. However, as levees age and housing encroaches on the Delta, concern heightens not only for the economic and ecological issues associated with levee failures, but risk to public safety. 200,000 homes are scheduled to be built in risk areas of the Delta in the next 3 years. Lieutenant Colonel Tom Fear of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is wary of how many homes are going up and how to regulate it.
If I need to do an offset so that I can gain 100 or 200-year floodplain level, I can't do that because people have encroached so far upon the water that we can't make it happen.
The state of California has no land use authority. That is left up to cities and counties. More than 400,000 people, 140,000 structures would be in the direct path of a major flood. Yet the legislature has done nothing.
The state legislature has so far refused to assume adult supervision responsibilities over parts of these delta areas. They've refused to impose floodplain management programs in some of these areas that have flooded repeatedly in the past. So we do have some big problems.
Ron Stork with American Rivers. Tomorrow, what is being done and how long it's going to take to fix the state's levee and flood control system.
Listen every day at 7 and 4 for the Quake Special Report on California's levee crisis. Or go online and podcast the entire special at quakeradio.com.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad, albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
.703 at 960 The Quake. Time for traffic brought to you this time by Sleep Train. We have an accident blocking something somewhere. Glad we could be so specific, right? CHP says it's near the 80 interchange on Highway 4, but they're not specifying what direction. We'll just let you know that something's going on there. Box in the left lane of 101 northbound after Castagna. South Bay problems include concrete kind of lifting up. That's what CHP says. It's lifting up in the center lane, so it must be buckling. That's 280 southbound before Stevens Creek. Caltrans crew going to roll out there in a few minutes. San Leandro accident, three cars. 880 northbound before Hesperium. Bridges are fine. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge. Back up to about Grand Avenue now. Right now at Sleep Train, during their mattress price war sale, the top brands are battling out to see who can give you the best savings. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for 12 months. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And at 7:05, we're live from the Hotel Vitale, corner of Mission Embarcadero, where you can drop by, be part of our studio audience, and maybe even see the hull of the Titanic pass by. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and
what?
Will Durst.
Yeah. You can't throw something like that out and not explain yourself.
Okay, there is going to be today part of the Titanic brought in and...
Part of the hull.
Part of the hull, and it's going to go down Embarcadero to the Metreon, will be displayed. There's going to be an artifacts of the Titanic display starting June 10th at the Metreon.
Aha, and the hull is being transported today.
Yeah, and the guy who raised it out of the ocean is here with us. He'll be our guest this
hour. He lifted it himself? Or?
That's right, with his own bare hands. Wow. Just down there in a scuba suit, just
cool.
Like Superman, pushing it up.
Maybe spinach.
From the bottom of the ocean.
Might have been
like
a lot of spinach, yeah.
And we will have also our Board of Supervisors president here in San Francisco, Aaron Peskin. We can talk to him about the park closures and... We'll even talk to the executive producer of Bonds on Bonds, Michael Tolan. Mike Tolan's our guest, and Richard Brookhiser, author of What Would the Founders Do?
What would the founding fathers do? Their questions, our questions, their answers.
And that's kind of like WWWD, What Would Willie Do?
Yeah,
the founding fathers would reconnect with the old country.
Uh-huh. Reconnect?
Yes, in view of what Bush is doing to this one.
That's one way to put it.
No question.
Bush's America does not look a lot like our founding
what they
fathers
had in mind.
America.
No. And they want to give it back.
Now, what is the deal with these telephone companies coming backwards and saying 5 days later, oh, no, we didn't give any information to the government at all?
Well, keep in mind, they never said they did. USA Today said they did. AT&T has been sued, and there's been a response to that complaint, including the government's response.
And AT&T now tried to keep the proceedings
private,
right, because it involved
national security.
Proprietorial.
I know, but that's national security for
national
them.
Security again.
Yeah, for them. They don't want anybody to know how they really do business. No. And then, of course, Verizon and one other said, hey.
Bell South, yes.
Was it Bell South?
Mm-hmm.
We've never given them any information, period.
But I think the language they used was, you're a lawyer. You know,
artful.
Very artful.
Very artful.
Ah, that's a good way of putting
very artful.
Parsed.
I really thought that I was reading Art and Leisure when I read it. I had to go back and make sure. I was still reading the news when I checked it out. Then I checked it out in the second paper, and the story is consistent. And i.e. the semi-denial is consistent. And I loved USA Today's response. USA Today said, you know, we have great respect for, and we will look closely at what they said. That means the artful nature of what you said didn't say we lied.
That's right.
Didn't
say we made a mistake. Our original story.
That's right.
That's right.
Didn't say USA Today was wrong. They just said we didn't do it. They didn't say outraged at USA Today.
And 5 days later.
No question.
Which makes me think they went back to their lawyers and said, how can we deny this? Or since the president is denying it.
Well, they went back. Well, but the president didn't deny it. What the president said was everything we did was consistent with the authorization in view of my authority under the National Security Protection concept.
Oh, that's right. He has special powers.
Absolutely.
That's right. He was bitten by a radioactive spider. I forgot.
And said, there has not been just a flat, straight denial. The only guy that absolutely said we didn't do it was Quest. And by the way, and all of a sudden, Quest has shut up. They don't talk anymore. You can't get any comments out of them.
Well, the guy left the office, right? The guy, the chairman who made the decision.
He's under indictment for insider trading.
Yeah, so
and
hero
I
goat.
I would think that all that money he made, I think that those of us who may have been invested our pension money in his account, we would have preferred for him to have given us a tip about why we should sell rather than protect us from the government invading our privacy. Protect my pension, not my privacy, sir.
Oh, I want both. I want both.
But if I got a choice, I'll
if I don't have my privacy, I won't be able to spend my pension.
Yeah, but I'll handle that. I'll represent you on that score. Just get the money.
I always wanted phony documents in case I had to go underground. For some reason, I always thought that I was going to have to be on the run from the government. I needed a safe house somewhere.
Oh, give it time.
I'm serious. I'm going to be we're going to be classified as terrorists soon.
No.
Because we talk against the government.
I'm going to cooperate.
He's going to turn us both in, Will. That's the Willie Brown
plan. And then we'll
here.
Shave his head and throw. Oh, never mind. Yeah.
I'll share this with the plausible deniability from the phone companies, guys, with Quake listeners. This is from the Verizon statement in which they are saying that they didn't turn over records, but then the final paragraph, they say, again, Verizon cannot and will not confirm or deny whether it has any relationship to the classified NSA program.
Well, any relationship?
Any relationship.
Cannot and will not confirm or deny?
Yeah. Cannot and will not confirm or deny whether it has any relationship to the classified NSA program.
Well, remember, that's the AT&T position. The AT&T position says we can't comment one way or another. It's highly classified.
National security.
That is correct. And the Verizon people are now saying, hey, you know, we acquired MCI. We didn't do it, but that organization we acquired may have done it. Nobody asked about that. And, you know, who knows how these guys are doing it. They're playing it fast and loose.
And 5 days later, you know, if they had made this announcement on Saturday, I might have been a little more.
Well, in defense of them, I suspect they didn't really know well. You know, because all you have to do, if you watch 24, you can just push a button.
Or talk to two guys, and one guy opens up a screen, and then you can get everything
question.
You want.
No question. When Jack Bauer went into that guy Marino's house to find
the files,
and to get that transferred quickly to CTU so it could be digested in a matter of 7 seconds, and they could identify the target and identify where they should go to do the target, that was pretty sophisticated stuff. I thought what was even more sophisticated was the scanner on the guy. Did you see when they scanned Henderson?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The door?
Yeah, that was pretty cool stuff. That was pretty cool stuff. So my guess is that you could be a part of a big
operation. When they came in, when they broke in, when the rest of CTU, Curtis and the rest of CTU broke in.
They just went through the window.
Yeah, they just went through everything.
Yeah, they went through every one of the doors.
And there was no alarms. It just seemed a little...
Well, no. This guy had all kinds of alarms. But if you recall, they knew how to disable those alarms. They just knew they had to get to him in a matter of seconds before he could download and split with the goods.
And then they were able to download everything at his computer in, 3 seconds? Oh, wow. Chloe is a magician.
But she couldn't stop that nothing from touching and ruining. I bet he didn't ruin it, by the way. I bet she recovers it.
I bet she does.
I bet she recovers it. I bet she recreates
it. Because we saw Jack Bauer in the previews. he is at the White House compound, because everything's within 3 minutes. You know, CTU, which is in downtown L.A., is in 3 minutes of the presidential compound, which I always assumed was Santa Barbara.
Highway 118 was also fairly close.
Yes.
Like across the street, over the ferry building, you know, they walked over.
If these guys, you know, if they set up the operation in Fargo, North Dakota, I might buy some of this stuff. But the distances they're covering.
I love the fact that the president said, hey, Bauer is free to go. And then they had to put a hit on him, which was very good. But Verizon and those people could very well have all this stuff happen to them, just like it does in 24, without anybody knowing it. You can check it after the fact. And I think that's where we were when we started.
Yes. Tangentially distanced ourselves.
Meanwhile, Quake listeners are aware, and some of the guests we had yesterday were talking about what's going on now in the Senate with immigration law that is up before the Senate now. There was a vote yesterday.
Did you see the strange bedfellows involved there with Barbara Boxer and Jeff Sessions?
Great debate yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Great debate in the Senate on the issue, and it was all around the guest worker question and whether or not the steps are there so that you could become legal. It's clear that the Senate is on one track. It's also clear that the House is on a different track.
Jeez, I wonder why that would be. Let's see. The Senate, only a third of them are up for re-election in November.
You are so cynical.
You are so cynical. You got me mixed
He's
up with some other people.
He's a principal thought.
B.S. B.S. See,
I can no longer say God-given or God-driven because of that last author that we had who said, you know, religion has no place in the world of politics and shouldn't really be there. The gospel, according to, I forget the name of the author, but he...
American Gospel.
That. Yes.
John Meacham.
John Meacham.
Mm-hmm.
My friend from...
But that is the function of the House. The House is supposed to be reactive to everything because the currents and the tides affect them so closely, being liable every 2 years. So
minute by minute.
That's why the House is always string them up, and the Senate is, give them a trial first.
You see where the cops are stringing people up? They arrested Barbara Lee and some of our
cohorts. I saw that. Mm-hmm. Six members of the Black Caucus.
Yeah.
We should see if we can get her on the phone this morning. Because all the La Raza
she's our one call from jail to us.
She's still in.
You get one call in jail, and she's going to make it to Quake.
She's calling Domino's. You know she is.
She's calling Domino's. But I talked to some of the people from La Raza and other organizations, and we won't have them as guests today because they're lobbying at the Senate right now. And they did pass yesterday the Bingaman-Feinstein Amendment that would limit the guest worker program because she did the math and figured out how many millions that their acceleration would happen under the plan that was there. So on the Senate floor, the bill takes it from $325,000 down to $200,000 on the guest worker program. And it would also eliminate the annual escalator for the visa program.
So one of our senators
have an escalator
authorizing the guest worker program. The other senator opposing.
Yeah.
Boxer opposes. Feinstein supports.
In a limited aspect.
Well, but yeah, wait a minute. Once you agree to support the program, you're supporting the program. Mm-hmm. The numbers are, the numbers will not alter the philosophy and the theory behind the program. The program is the program. She is supportive of the guest workers program. It may be at level one, level two, level three.
And the rest of the Senate wants level six, yeah.
It's still the guest worker program.
But at least there's room for compromise right there.
Well, yes and no, maybe. I think that Boxer is right. One of the most attractive features in any bill having to do with immigration is, in fact, the guest workers program. And so you better use the guest workers program to extract concessions on other parts of the bill that you could not otherwise get. You don't give away the ace that the other person is interested in until at least they consider your ace. And in this case, there's no consideration for the business of how do you take the steps to get everybody else legal.
I don't want to show my hand for my burst of durst, but I got to admit, I think because everybody hates Bush's plan, both sides, left and right, that makes me like it.
Well, I got to tell you,
it makes me think that it's a compromise or a considered plan.
Editorially, he's getting good marks. As a matter of fact, people are saying this may be the first speech he made in which he didn't appear to tell a lie.
Robert Scheer's column today in the Chronicle is really good.
Yeah, Robert Scheer's column. You know who Robert Scheer is.
He's a little to the left of Fidel.
But his wife is high up in the Chronicle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And his son, Christopher
Nordia.
Oh, there is that the hull?
Is that the hull of Titanic? We'll have to ask John Fowler in just a moment because something just went around
the
corner.
It doesn't look like it weighs that many tons.
That didn't look like a 15-ton session, but it might be other parts.
Yeah,
right?
It could
look like something I could carry.
Now,
that could be
you can witness
tons.
This landmark event we'll be talking about. The largest recovered section of the Titanic is docking in San Francisco and will be lifted four stories at the Metreon around 9 o'clock this morning. John Zaller is one of the recovery team, the salvagers, the divers who brought it up from the deep in the Atlantic Ocean. He's here and he's our next guest.
Oh, excellent.
718, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing TopTrader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with. Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Gold Medal Ribbon, Pistachio Almond, Chocolate Fudge, Pralines and Cream, Rocky Road, Nutty Coconut, Vanilla, Mint Chocolate Chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price and participation may vary.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Well, you may have seen the movie Titanic, but the reality of Titanic comes to San Francisco today. It's 7:21. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Jeez.
And Quake listeners, welcome John Zaller. John is one of the salvage team that actually brought up this 15-ton section of the Titanic.
That's right. It's 15 tons. It's a 13 by 30 piece of the side of the ship's hull from around the sea deck area. It's a massive piece that's going to be hoisted today to the top of the Metreon at about 11:45 this morning.
13 feet wide and 30 feet long, and how many high?
It's 30 feet tall. It's 13 feet tall and 30 feet wide. It's only about two feet deep. Yeah. It's really an amazing piece. It's twisted from when it was torn away from the wreck of the ship. It's really a real witness to the sinking of the Titanic.
Now, how real, you saw the movie, obviously, how real was the ending when the ship broke in half and then went down again?
Well, that the way that the sinking was depicted in the movie was the most accurate depiction of the understanding we had at the time. But what actually happened, further research has shown that a third section of the ship
cracked,
broke off the bottom of the ship first. And so, basically, the bow and the stern went down much faster than we had originally thought.
Uh-huh. Were you a consultant on the movie? Did you work with Cameron?
No, I did not, but I'm a big fan of that film. He did a really great job with that movie.
Thank you for joining us. How long are you in town?
I'll be here for most of the week, and we'll be at on Howard Street at 11:45 today, hoisting this gigantic piece of the ship. So I hope that you can come out and see it
inside the Metreon or outside.
It's going to be we're closing down Howard Street, so there's a big convention at the Moscone Center. That'll be a lot of chaos around there, and it's the highest that this big piece has ever been lifted. It's going up to the fourth floor of the Metreon. It's really going to be a sight to see.
Now, where is it now?
Right now it's at Pier 3032, and it's still wrapped up. It will be uncovered a little bit later today, just in about a half an hour, and then we'll be driving it through the city in order to get it to its location. We're setting up the crane already. The crane is being set up this morning, so it's a big, very exciting day for us.
We're talking to John Zaller, who's part of the team that has brought the relics of the Titanic to San Francisco. The artifact exhibit opens on June 10th on 960 The Quake. We have a couple of questions about the San Francisco tie.
What's the price for admission to the Metreon on the fourth floor to see this once it's set up?
It's $19.95 for adults, $17.95 for seniors, $14.95 for children, and then children 4 and under are free.
How do you have to prove your senior status?
That's going to be on an individual basis.
An honor basis.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like your honor.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
The most honorable, yes. Willie Brown.
Yes, yes.
What else do you have up there besides just the hull?
There will be 300 artifacts recovered from the wreck field of the Titanic.
Some of them from the White Star Line, some of them from the ship itself, or mostly passenger?
There are both pieces of the ship itself that help to tell the story of the ship and its construction. And there are a lot of individual artifacts from passengers as well, which are really very poignant, very touching in terms of the impact that they have on when you get to see them live, one-on-one.
Man, it sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it's really,
you're not going to be playing that damn song, are you? It's a soundtrack while people are walking around.
We do have some.
The Celine Dion thing, jeez.
No, but that is a very popular, it's still very popular.
Stop it.
Jamie's back from vacation.
Jamie, stop it. Jeez, that kills me.
Now, we were mentioning for 960 The Quake listeners that there are some San Francisco ties to the boat and to the Titanic. What? Something was on the route to here, to San Francisco?
Well, there were several passengers who were en route to San Francisco. Both the city assessor at the time, Washington Dodge, was on board the ship, and there were also quite a few third-class passengers who were traveling as immigrants to start a new life in the United States, in San Francisco, coming to meet family here.
As a result of all of the artifacts that you've been able to find, have you been able to make any determination of whether or not that boat was properly constructed?
That is still a point of debate in terms of the ship itself. I mean, it was incredibly well built, just based on the fact that it has survived so long at the bottom of the ocean. It's very well constructed.
It died well,
right? But there is some question as to the types of riveting that were involved in constructing the ship. They used two different types of rivets. They had a more modern rivet that used a better steel, and then they had an older hand riveting technique that needed a more malleable steel in order for the hand riveters to get the rivets insecure.
Hammered it.
Yeah.
I asked that question because the ship came apart so dramatically,
right,
so quickly, you've got to wonder whether or not the quality of that construction was such that it didn't increase the risk of that actually happening once it was at sea.
Well, the way that the ship didn't actually strike an iceberg directly, it actually avoided the main body of the iceberg, but it was punctured in the first six watertight compartments.
So that little speech that he gives where he shows the water going over the compartments,
exactly.
If it had just been in four, it would have been fine, we could have been okay.
Right.
But six, it's over, we're going down.
Exactly.
There was no question about it.
Yeah, once that many compartments are filling up with water, the ship itself just could not handle that type of pressure. You know,
the weight of the water.
We've speculated that if they had run into the iceberg head on,
it would have been a better situation.
It might have been a better. I mean, there would have certainly been a terrible collision, but
bow and all those. But you wouldn't have filled up all the
right. I mean,
the side tanks.
You're going about 30 miles an hour into directly into an iceberg with a 80,000 ton ship.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you might have been able to step off on the ice.
Floating around the North Atlantic on a chunk of ice isn't the best thing to do. The boat was supposed
before
to be...
Before global warming.
Yeah, unsinkable, though. The Titanic was supposed to be unsinkable.
Right.
That's how it was sold.
It was actually called practically unsinkable by a magazine at the time, and that was quickly translated into unsinkable.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of...
damn liberal press.
That's right. A lot of the... insurance companies at the time gave better cargo insurance rates to their shippers on that because the ship was unsinkable. The White Star Line pulled many of their lifeboats off of the boat deck.
It was unsinkable.
Allegedly so, and also to create more room for the first class passengers promenade on the boat deck as well, so there'd be a better view. And a lot of people didn't get in lifeboats at first because they thought, I'm on an unsinkable ship, why would I have to get in a lifeboat? So all of these factors, starting from that practically unsinkable, added up to quite a disaster.
And the movie, what did you think of the movie?
I enjoyed the film. I thought it was a great depiction of the story of the Titanic.
Screw the love story.
Well, and there were a lot of love stories on board the ship as well.
I bet
those last couple hours on the boat deck, when you really think about those the goodbyes that were said on that boat deck. The kind of love stories and the poignancy there is really, really an amazing story to remember.
Oh my gosh!
In terms of, was any aspect of what led into the discovery of that location, was any of that really authentic, or did they? That was just made up for the movie.
In terms of the discovery of the location of the ship. Well, the ship was discovered in 85, on September 1st. And there were years of looking for it. There were actually several decades where they had sent out search teams to try to find the wreck, and they had almost given up. And they were getting near the end of their whole season at sea. They were leaving, and about a little after midnight, they were scanning one last area that they were trying to locate the ship, and they found the boilers. I mean, it's
no kidding.
Yeah.
Tell us again about the hanging at the Metreon.
We'll be hoisting a 15-ton side of the ship's hull at 11:45 today with a giant crane. We've closed down Howard Street, the Moscone Center's right there.
Right.
And we're taking it up to the fourth floor of the Metreon.
And it'll start the exhibit June 10th, and there will be tickets on sale as of today.
That's right.
And this Titanic, the artifact exhibition, Tom Zeller, your brother John Zeller.
See, the whole Celine Dion thing is screwing you up. It's hard to concentrate with this music in your head. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
SFTitanic.com is where you can go for more information. Now we have John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on.
Pull my ears off.
The Quake.
It's 7:32 on 960 The Quake. Get my composure back now. Bring it to traffic. Brought to you by McDonald's this time. Here's what's happening. Oakland, traffic break requested by CHP is a backup due to the post office fire, and that's at 880 northbound at 7th Street. The fire is out. It's at the main post office at 7th Street southbound at Peralta. Hercules crash, eastbound 4 at San Pablo. That's the accident we were looking for before. Two-car crash, blocking at least one lane. Crash in center divide now. 580 westbound before 1st Street. BART is on time. Bay Bridge, meter and lights on, back up to about Grand Avenue. Wake up to a hot McDonald's breakfast like the Sausage McMuffin, the Sausage Burrito, or a cool fruit and yogurt parfait every day on the dollar menu. Breakfast is hot, fast, and delicious at a participating McDonald's. 7:33, here's a look at what's happening today on 960 The Quake. A teacher protest underway now in Crockett at three different elementary schools in the John Sweat District. Walking picket lines before classes start this morning to show their displeasure with the district's latest salary offer. Immigration rights activists will be out in the Bay Area and other major cities around the country today. The focus of this round of protests is to complain about President Bush's latest proposal to send National Guard troops down to the Mexican border. The demonstration is at 5 at San Francisco's UN Plaza between 7th and 8th Streets. San Francisco supervisors yesterday narrowly approved an ordinance to ban smoking on the 5 public courses the city operates, the golf courses. Measure still needs to be signed by Mayor Newsom before it takes effect. Oakland Representative Barbara Lee arrested in Washington yesterday at the Sudanese embassy. Lee and other members of the Congressional Black Caucus staged a protest at the embassy to call attention to the ongoing genocide in Darfur, Sudan, and to build public support for U.S. and international action to stop the violence. Quake weather today. Fog on the coast, in the north coast, more than the San Mateo County coast. Sunny around the bay and inland. Highs today from the upper 50s to the mid-80s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
Or name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait for them to pile up. Chocolate syrup's all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin-Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactiv is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactiv prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Listen to 960 The Quake all this week at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for a special in-depth investigative look at California's levee crisis. Michael Rush takes you behind the scenes as we examine our failing levee system, the costs and problems with rebuilding them, and the impact on the Bay Area in the event of failures. Join us at 7 a.m. or 4 p.m. or go online. A complete series of reports available for download or podcast on our website, quakeradio.com.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio, on this Wednesday, May 17th. Beneath all the stuff on immigration, the NSA story is still with us, and today, allegedly, the White House will share NSA secrets with full committees for the first time in Washington, D.C.
Yes, these are the committees that they already briefed, right? Didn't they say that they had, we have responsibly?
Well, initially they said they briefed
Congress.
No, but they said they don't. They briefed the ones that they were required to under that 1978
FISA law.
The FISA law, and they claim they briefed them. And then, of course, Nancy Pelosi and that crowd said, "Well, we can't confirm or deny because part of the briefing was that you
can't
couldn't
confirm
make any
or deny.
Notes." That's right.
You
and you couldn't share it with your staff,
you couldn't do anything
with the information at all.
That's right. And you recall that Nancy Pelosi wrote that long letter raising questions about whether or not such silence and such denials were appropriate. Rockefeller, remember, handwrote a note to someone on the same
school. Right, because he couldn't even dictate a letter based on what he alone heard, because his staff member couldn't hear what he was writing.
You're scheduled to appear at the Commonwealth Club on the 30th, I think, Will.
Yeah, you did it last night.
I was there last night.
How was it?
And it was interesting. They send you up the questions, and for that organization, with some 250, 300 people present for the presentation, it was clear that this is a more like a KPFA crowd, because they had more pointed questions on the whole question of eavesdropping, wiretapping, and things of that
nature. How KPFA? Like Nader voters?
No. Well-informed people.
Oh,
people
okay.
who actually can read.
Right, and then you ask them to set presets to 960 The Quake, right?
I insisted that they do preset. And by the way, I KGO was filming it, and I said, isn't that the organization that said they were not to mention our names on their program?
That's right.
And then somebody else yelled, no, it was only the radio.
Uh-huh.
The television guy's protecting himself, obviously.
But he knew what you were talking about, though, didn't he?
But well, the issues, as they discussed
anyway.
Were interesting in that a couple of people said, could they not have in fact done exactly what they're doing if they'd simply gotten permission? And when you think about it, that's what the rules call for. The rules say you don't do it without a warrant. You can seek a warrant from a particular court. You can get that warrant even after you've done the act. You don't have to get the warrant.
No, you get 72 hours.
Yes. And to not do any of these things and to just operate on the theory that you can blow off the entirety of all of those constitutional sanction protections obviously raises questions. But it's such a narrow issue, apparently, for most of the people out there, because when I left the Commonwealth environment and went to one of the trendy restaurants, Myth in San Francisco.
Meth?
Yeah, myth.
Meth?
Myth.
Myth.
Like
myth. Myth America?
That's a misconception.
Misconception.
Like a myth lab?
Yes. But in the process, there was not a soul who had any concern about whether or not their telephones were tapped. And I just kind of played with everybody with it, everybody with whom I spoke at that restaurant. And there wasn't anybody who was concerned. You know, people were laughing about it, and I think it was one person. Maybe you said it. You know, how do you get the NSA to listen to your call?
You pick up the phone and say,
"Hello."
Especially you and me and Paul.
No.
We're under glass, man. They know who we are. I hear clicks on my phone all the time.
But you guys email, and you guys have all this evidence of what you've done and what have you. There's no evidence of my existence. Period.
You get a credit card. They can follow you around. Of course, that's right. You never use your credit card.
Not my name. Not my name.
I still think so. They can figure out what number you are.
Oh,
do you have a fast pass on your car? Or a fast? What is it? Fast track.
Yeah. I love the guy said, I sent my income tax returns in, and I put my name on it. And the guy said, well, why did you do that? I have to guess how much
I'm going
to
make. They can guess who did it. Yeah.
We have a caller on the line at 866-960-5753, and she has a point about what immigration is doing right now as a topic. Cindy in San Francisco, good morning. You're on The Quake with Will and Willie.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Cindy.
Hey. I just wanted to say that I think this immigration thing, I mean, it's been going on prior to this time. It's going to be going on for a long time afterwards. Why is it all a big deal now? I think it's just to try to keep people's minds off Iraq. And I think we ought to make that point. Us progressive lefties ought to make that point, that I think they're just using it.
Well, it certainly has pushed the Iraqi war off the first
but
page.
But you know, Mr. Brown, I think the war was barely on the first page anyway. I mean, I cut out pieces of, you know, these stories, and they're on page 8, page 12. It makes me crazy. These issues and GAO reports of $200 billion missing. They don't even know where it is, you know, but it was all, you know, going to the Iraq War, and they don't even know where it went. That was on, like, something like page 12 in the Chronicle, and I've never seen another story about it. And so the Iraq War was barely on the front page anyway. But now, all anybody's talking about is this immigration business.
Yes, and Bush is set to sign a tax cut that'll put $70 billion in the pockets of the 1% of the country. That
give every millionaire in America a new Lexus.
And we're spending more than that in Iraq every year right now.
Thank you very much for your call, and the observations you make may very well be shared by many other people who listen to the station. I suspect that the government of the U.S. is doing its best to divert attention from the Iraqi war, whether it's the immigration or whether it's some other issue. I must also say, as an aside, in response to a question from last night as well, I said that I don't understand why the real people who should be making the determination on immigration hasn't been spoken to. No Native American tribe has been spoken to about whether or not they want any more people coming into their country. And it seems to me, you know, the Cochise and the Blackfoot and all those people, they ought to be asked.
Well, it'll be more customers for the casinos, actually, if you think about it.
Well, yes and no. But you have to move the casinos around, and there seems to be some Chronicle objections to casinos landing wherever the tribe happens to land, since in many cases the land has already been taken.
Very ephemeral landscapes that they have, you know, suddenly here, suddenly there. My
original tribal land.
I know, my tribal land is smack dab in the middle of 7th and Townsend. That's where originally we were from. I'm part Hichikapawa.
Well, it seems to me if that's so, you're entitled to at least one slot machine.
I think so. I think I should have my own slot machine.
I think you should have your own slot machine.
I want it to be
and
a
I should
quarter
be the person
video
who
video
services your slot machine.
I'll give you the concession like that. We can make this out. I remember when I ran for mayor. That was the one thing in 1987, the one thing that I wanted to do was turn Alcatraz into a casino. Just a big casino. The city gets to, you know, all the money. And the only thing I wanted was the ferry boat concessions.
Do you realize how far in advance you were of your time?
In 87, yeah.
Yes, because if the city had gotten
somebody
the casino,
picked it up. I think it was Boaz or somebody picked it up. It was just this BS little thing that I threw out in this joke campaign.
But, you know, it took another 10 years before anybody else got a casino in the state of California. We would have had a head start.
I know.
I mean, a real head start. I can see it now. Gavin Newsom would be paving the streets with money from the casino.
That's right. There would be real gold fixtures in this. Nobody ever listens to me.
They do when you do the Burst to Durst, and that's coming up in the next segment.
Well, and people have been listening to you since January 2nd, right here.
With their presets.
7 to 10.
And their speed dials to 866-960-5753, and the presets to 960 AM, Progressive Talk Radio. Burst to Durst is next on The Quake.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostick.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Now through May 28th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com. Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer for just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with the install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlins, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
This is Ed Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:52, it's brought to you by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Will, it's your turn.
Why, thank you, Paul. Well, the good news is President Bush has finally come up with an immigration policy. The bad news is nobody can figure out exactly what it is, but hey, it's a start. And everybody has questions on its workability, although most members of Congress only have one question. How will it affect their reelection? The way you can tell it's not that bad of an idea is both sides are pissed at him, which, if you remember, Clinton used to do all the time. That's what struck me, how gray it was. There's no good guys, there's no bad guys. Normally, everything in Bush's world is cut and dried. You're with us or you're against us. It's God versus Satan. It's black versus white. And we know life ain't like that. People aren't black and white. I'm not white. My shirt is white. If I was this color, I'd scare the hell out of you. Even Edgar Winter would keep his distance. I'm an off-white, a tawny, beige, ecru. And no one's really black. If they're really black, to be absorbing light, we keep bumping into each other. These NBA playoffs would be a blur. And there's Steve Nash and a mess of other guys. I have no idea what's going on. It's off. It's in. Yes. Although I got to tell you, I'm still not a big fan of the term guest worker. Kind of an oxymoron, if you ask me. Welcome, Neil. But then again, it's a start. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
There you go.
I read that, from what you've said, Mr. Durst, that George Bush is gaining some favor.
Just on this issue, I was surprised. I don't know why he was able to mollify both. I thought it was kind of a humane speech that he gave yesterday. You know, there's no good guys. You know, we're a welcoming society.
I'm going to see if I can get him to call you.
No. I think we bash Bush, you know, all the time for wrong reasons. And when he finally does something, you know.
Well, you can't, if you're pure lefty.
I know.
Any redeeming quality in anything that he ever does.
But I think that's a mistake. I think there's people out there that understand. Most of us are in the middle. There's 20% on the left, you know, the yellow dog Democrats are called. There's 20% on the right, brain dead idiots, they're called. And then the rest of us are in the middle.
Now, where would you put Lou Dobbs? From CNN.
You know, Lou Dobbs, I thought he was a
satisfied nobody. That's what he said.
Yes,
Bush's speech satisfied nobody.
Which is what I mean. Mm-hmm. And which is why I think it was a compromise, which is Clinton used to do that all the time. Remember, Clinton would come up with a compromise because the Democratic Leadership Council, he would piss off the lefties and piss off the righties.
You know, this whole thing surrounding immigration, though, seems to be of a greater challenge to Latino politicians than almost anybody else. Simply because...
Yeah, where are Fabian and Cruz on this?
Well, they've been quiet, haven't they? Yes, they have been. They have an issue. They are Latino, and, of course, the symbol of the immigration issue at the moment happens to be those who immigrate from Mexico, not those who immigrate from Canada or
China.
Other places. Yeah, China. And as a result of that, Latinos do not make up, in most areas, a sufficient number of voters to get anybody elected single-handedly. And so the Latino politicians are having to indicate where they are for homestand purposes while at the same time trying to evidence that they don't want to be a one-issue person. And Antonio Villaraigosa, my buddy from L.A., who's the mayor, is probably the one who's challenged the most because of his incredible high visibility. He was on Lou Dobbs yesterday.
Oh?
Yes,
and?
Following the Bush comments. And it was clear that he is trying to balance. He talked about generally about how if you're going to demonstrate, you know, you really ought to have the American flag, not the flag of Mexico.
That's a BS public relations thing. That's like saying on St. Patrick's Day you don't want to see Irish flags.
Or green flags.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the old red.
Ah, a good old-fashioned brown beer, damn it.
Yeah. And then, of course, address the issue of whether or not people ought to boycott or stay home from work,
mm-hmm.
whether or not amnesty should be granted, should not the border be beefed up.
And how?
And absolutely. And then, of course, all of those are issues that have been previously addressed, The U.S. has had a problem trying to solve them. Bush's comments gave you no new light on any form of a solution to any aspect of the immigration problem. And that's why I suspect Mr. Dobbs said it satisfied nobody. That's why I suspect also you said it's relatively balanced. Bush didn't cut any new issues. He simply didn't turn any new ground. He didn't do any of that.
But he did turn away from the House bill. He turned away from the House bill and did,
for
did
him,
support, he endorsed.
Personally, that is correct.
What do you got,
Governor
Paul?
Schwarzenegger had this to say about the National Guard use in what Bush is proposing.
I think that if it helps to bring the National Guards there temporarily, I'm totally against permanent. If temporarily, if we can help with that, yes, so be it. But I also want to make sure there's a guarantee that they will come home.
Well, he said more, too.
That was pretty facile, though.
Yeah, but you also recall that this is a guy who on talk radio talked about how the Minutemen...
we're good guys.
That's right. Some months ago, so you're not. You're talking about a politician seeking re-election just as well.
Exactly.
Your burst of Durst was around the morality, so to speak, of those who will be in the advocates today, is in part because the hangman is just around the corner.
That's right. 5 months away.
That's right. They want job security.
Exactly.
And for some of them, it's 20 days away. It's 20
right.
days away.
In the next hour, we're going to have President of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, Aaron Peskin, joining us. You know, they just had a veto on the Golden Gate Park closure and more.
Good.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie right here at Progressive Talk Radio, 960 The Quake.
Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio. I'm Bob Wicken. The Senate is poised to take a vote on the Kyle Cornyn Amendment. It would ban convicted illegal immigrants from ever becoming American citizens. Co-sponsor, Arizona Republican John Kyle.
Should never be available to those who have deliberately abused our laws, our process, or been convicted of serious crimes.
Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy explains why he's backing the amendment.
Welcome those that should be welcomed, and exclude those that should be excluded.
In the House, a committee hearing from Defense Secretary Rumsfeld about the role that the National Guard will have in protecting the borders. He was interrupted by a heckler who was escorted out of the room. The White House briefing more members of Congress on the National Security Agency's domestic wiretap program. CNN's Ed Henry reporting. This comes a day before Michael Hayden's confirmation hearing to become the CIA director. We asked Henry why the administration waited so long.
New White House Press Secretary Tony Snow told me a short while ago it's because the administration wanted to be careful about turning its playbook over to the terrorists.
You've got surveillance that is being conducted in order to find Al-Qaeda members here and abroad who are trying to kill Americans. And the idea of somehow spilling the beans so those Al-Qaeda members then can adjust their behavior and their techniques and their approaches to terrorism would be grossly irresponsible.
There still will be plenty of fireworks at the first day of General Hayden's confirmation hearings tomorrow in the Senate.
The U.S. economy is seeing evidence of creeping inflation. Consumer price index, the main gauge of inflation at the consumer level, jumping 0.6%.
These fears are warranted because if you look at the break-even expectations, which are the market's expectations for inflation, or the Michigan sentiment survey's inflation expectations, they are inching higher.
Inflation worries moving markets lower, the Dow off more than 100 points. This is CNN Radio.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Good morning, it's 8:03 at 9:60, the Quake Time for traffic, brought to you this time by Panda Express. Hit-and-run accidents caused a sig alert issued by CHP. This is 680 northbound after Scott Creek. Looks like we've got two lanes out of service there. 880 southbound after Llewellyn, car and a motorcycle crash, and the left lane is blocked. West Oakland, fire now out. Maybe a little smoke still coming out. It's at 7th and Peralta in the city. You may see it on 880 as you come up to the maze. Metering lights are on back up near the foot of the maze. One other accident in Oakland, eastbound 24, right after 13 before the Caldecott is stalled in the right lane. If you like garlic, you'll love the Panda Chef's new garlic creations at Panda Express. Right now, there are delicious new garlic entrees like garlic chicken breast with string beans. Try the garlic creations today at a Panda Express near you. There are more immigration protests in the Bay Area planned today. We'll tell you when and where at the news at the bottom of the hour. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John, and we are here at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero in our beautiful lounge at the Hotel Vitale. Aaron Peskin, president of the SF Board of Supervisors, is going to be a guest in this segment. And we just had Ronnie Lott and Keena Turner, two ex-49ers. We were just waved at while we were in our last segment. They were having breakfast here at the Americano restaurant.
Yeah, they're partners in a couple of business deals, and they meet with some regularity, about once every 2 months here, and for those of you who have not been to this restaurant, you ought to come in here. You'd be surprised. You're bumping into everybody down here.
Great breakfast.
Yeah.
I want to correct a misconception there. We weren't waved at. Mayor Brown was waved at.
No.
And we were in.
Well, my back's to that side of the room anyway.
It was universal.
That was the editorial.
They would never exclude the two of you.
Mayor Brown. You and I are not parents. We don't have kids. And we had our Proposition 82 debate on the preschool yesterday.
Mayor Brown has kids.
Yeah, I'm saying you and I.
Well, I thought you were using the royal we again.
We have this email from Richard. He went to quakeradio.com and the contact us button and clicked the email Will and Willie, which is the way we put the emails on the air. Will, listening to the discussion on Prop 82 proved you know nothing about education. As a teacher, I see firsthand that children with preschool outperform children without early education. Maybe you're more concerned with good roads than you are with children. Learn your facts, Richard.
Telling some jokes. Settle down, yes. Richard. Jeez.
Sometimes it's playing.
Liberals got the sense of humor of an end table.
And sometimes it's playing devil's advocate. Sometimes you ask a pointed question to get the answer that you're looking for. It's not always we are saying this just to say this is what we believe, and we are not parents. Mayor Brown is, I'm not, Will is not, and so we can't really speak to that. And you're right about that, Richard, and as a teacher, I'm glad that you know that preschool...
Didn't you hear my statement where I said it makes sense that the more school that you get... That it just makes sense, that it's not empirical evidence, but the
earlier the better that you start.
Yeah.
Stimulating those brain cells.
No, fine.
We also said that it's, you know, parents, how parents raise their kids is very
important.
Drives
me nuts about liberals.
Aaron Peskin is here now on The Quake, our guest on alternating Wednesdays, president of the Board of Supervisors. Welcome.
Good morning.
How are you today? You look dapper. You haven't been in the bay yet swimming today?
You know, the first time I got the suit, which was about 3 years ago, I bumped into Willie Brown, and he said two years ago, Willie Brown said, "That's a nice suit."
Wow.
I know, I was really impressed. It was the first time I ever got a clothing compliment from his lordship.
And to show you how...
That's like Keith Richards told you, you can hold your drugs.
Or have a total blood transfusion.
Yeah.
Or come with me on the jet ski. Follow me into the tray.
And to show you how right I was about the suit, it's still a good-looking suit.
Yeah, it does, 2 years later.
That's what you determine when you buy a suit. It is not like, you know, a Bix. It's not a disposable.
Bix Peterbeck?
No.
A Jazz?
A Bix, you know, the one that you use to light your cigarettes.
No, that's a Zippo.
Is that a Zippo?
This is a Zippo.
Oh, that's a real lighter.
Yeah. No.
I collect these. I have a couple.
You have two?
I have two.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm going to get a fire extinguisher. I'm going to call the Office of Emergency Services.
Stop it.
I get a bone to pick with you.
All right, Aaron Peskin.
I knew you'd get there.
Let's get on the people of San Francisco had a referendum on this whole thing about the closing Golden Gate Park on a Saturday. And what did they say? What did the people in San Francisco say when it was a referendum citywide?
You know, we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
They voted it down, which is what they did. But you didn't, you know, it was a direct question. There was... Simple answer.
I'm not speechless. I think there's a very different set of ways to analyze when somebody puts something in front of the voters. It is the voters having to do something in the affirmative. So if it does not pass, that does not mean that they rejected that concept. It's different.
So you just keep going back and forth until they finally get broken down and go, oh, what the hell? All right, for crumb's sake.
But, Will, you've got to remember this, which is when they did that underground parking garage, which was approved by the voters, the people who put that on the ballot said, and when this thing is built.
And opposed by Trees Not Cars.
I don't know about Trees Not Cars.
Well, you don't know Trees But Not Cars?
Trees Not Cars?
Yeah, they were the ones who held up the underground parking
lot. That was one person who was called Trees Not Cars.
Seriously. Tree Not Car.
Yeah. But that whole construct was an agreement that when the garage was done, they would do a trial test closure on Saturdays. And indeed, and I think I said this the other day when I was on your show, Warren Hellman said that was the deal. It was in the ballot book. And he has honored that to this day. Others have gone back on their word. But when the voters approved the underground parking garage, if you read the ballot book, you were also agreeing to a Saturday test closure.
Wow. You're throwing in codicils on our referendums. Now we're going to read the ballot book.
Yeah, you know, George Bush does that all the time. George Bush.
Yeah, the signing statements. Yeah.
Can we go back to Michael Brown?
You're doing a heck of a job, Exxon.
Brownie.
You know where I'm going here, Paul?
I got another bone here. You get a whole thing.
Yeah. What 200 pages. 250, 268.
What do you got?
274 pages. It's the management audit of the Office of Emergency Services, which is a pretty serious thing.
Oh, this is the Mr. Rose thing.
That is what it is.
Came down in Emory Conroy. What do you have to say about that?
Well, we're going to have a hearing about it today at 1 o'clock, and we've got.
How about starting, however, Aaron, with the qualifications of the people who wrote the report? Why don't you extract from Mr. Rose and from his staff, which determine whether either one of them has any experience at being persons who know anything about emergency, terrorism, know anything about bioweapons or anything of that nature.
Fair question.
I think you'll find that these are financial auditing people, not people who are specialists in subject matter areas. The analyst at the state level, Elizabeth Hill, has a staff. And if it's an education issue, she has people doing that work that are equal to anything Jack O'Connell has in his shop. If it's a matter of transportation, she has people who are superior in, as experts in the world of transportation to Caltrans.
Yeah,
if it's in the world of budget, she has people who could be investment bankers, and she would never issue a report just because she happens to be politically in favor at that particular moment, as is the case with Harvey Rose. And so I'd start with...
Totally fair, but then...
Let's ask about those qualifications. It's perfectly right to ask about the qualifications of the person who heads the Office of Emergency
fair.
Service.
So who is Harvey Rose? He's the former Auditor General of the state of California. What do you mean fired?
Many years ago, at the legislative level, the Office of the Auditor General for the state of California, the legislature, in its wisdom... let Harvey Rose go.
Because what,
for various reasons.
Like a report that he wrote or something?
No, it didn't have anything to do with that. It had to do with other things. Harvey Rose has been for a long time under contract to you guys.
For 35 years.
He has a huge contract. He has the same kind of contract with the city of, I think it's probably someplace in Arizona.
The Rose firm has clients all over the United States of America. But the issue is this. For 35 years, he has been the budget analyst.
That doesn't give you the right to be an expert.
He has audited the police department. He has audited the fire department. He has audited the sheriff's department.
That doesn't give you qualifications to do anything.
I know Willie Brown. Can I tell you what, Willie? See, everybody has a vested interest in something, right? And now the
especially you, Aaron, in this. He's your guy. He carries your water.
No,
he does
been,
exactly
I've
what...
been on the Board of Supervisors for five
That's
years.
Right.
He's been the budget analyst for 35 years.
And every time any new president comes, he marries them quickly.
Oh, hey, can I tell you? There's no permanent friends. There are no permanent enemies. But I will say
honeymoon
this.
Was.
Honeymoon?
Yeah, was there a honeymoon?
Guy's 70 years old.
Were there gifts? Were there flowers?
Here's the story.
The gift is this report.
The story is this, which is for, hey, let's go back to 1992, Willie Lewis Brown. And in 1992 or 1991, what happened? Some smart campaign consultant gave a mayor an idea about a triple play. Remember that? A police chief, an assessor, a new supervisor.
Man's name was Riley, whose wife you're supporting currently for the California State Assembly.
Correct.
And he is a good friend of yours. He has a relationship with the Green Party types, and he has supported the man who defeated you the first time for president.
Fast forward to a couple years ago, 18 months ago, same thing, same triple play here in San Francisco.
Tony Hall?
That was part of it.
Sean Ellsberg?
Anne-Marie Conroy.
Our guest is President of the Board of Supervisors, Aaron Peskin, here on 960 The Quake, and Mayor Brown has a different opinion of Harvey
Rose. And the
Rose.
Fundamental question is this individual...
No, I only raised questions. I said to him, the recommendation is, Paul, qualify the people who wrote the report as experts. Don't do what George Bush does.
Which is
and
a convenient way of deflecting whether or not the incumbent director is qualified. And whether the report raises good
ask
recommendations
the question
or not.
About whether or not the director is qualified.
Okay.
She got elected like you got elected.
What did he say?
Elected?
What did he allege?
She got elected to the Board of Supervisors many years ago.
No, sir.
She got appointed?
Conway?
She was appointed and never elected in her own right.
You mean she didn't get reelected?
She did. She was appointed and was never elected. She was appointed by then Mayor Jordan. She then stood for election, and she was not elected.
Were they
she
district?
She was never
or were
elected.
They at large
she was
elected.
Appointed.
Yeah. Districts.
Not reelected.
District.
No, it was citywide.
It was citywide back then.
But remember, we went through this citywide, district, citywide.
On the ballot,
district.
It was just horrible, and it still is.
Here's the question, Brownie. Are
not
we prepared or not? That
are
is
we?
The question.
Are we?
Well,
what
not
did he
as
allege?
Much as we should be. I mean, he says a lot of things in here, but
did
I mean,
he
there
admit
are some
that
fundamental
not all the money
shortfalls.
Has been spent?
Hey, and you want to know, here's the proof, Willie Brown, which is this. The Office of Emergency Services fully embraces 86%
of the recommendations in this report. They partially embrace 7% of the recommendations in this report. They do not respond to 3 of the recommendations in this report. So whatever Harvey Rose is saying, 35 years of experience notwithstanding, they clearly
35
accept.
Years of experience doesn't give you the right ever to be deemed an expert on matters of which are foreign to you.
These
you
are organizational dynamics.
You take the man who runs the health department and you ask him the question about whether or not the business of handling difficult things like nerve gas. Harvey Rose doesn't know anything about nerve gas.
Neither does the Office of Emergency Services. It doesn't take a scientist to figure out that for every one manager, there's 1.5 line staff. It doesn't take a PhD to figure out that they haven't gotten $7.5 million of reimbursements from the state of from the United States of America or losing $1,000 of interest a day. Harvey Rose can figure that out.
All that spin, Aaron Peskin, is nonsense, and you know it. You know
absolutely
that every time
not.
You know that every time there is any request for a matter to be reimbursed from the state level or from the federal level, you go through hell and high water trying to get that.
The city
almost
of Los Angeles gets it once a month. We do it once a quarter. That's why we've lost $189,000 of
and
people's money.
And let me advise
interest.
You. You know who was in charge of that operation down
Teresa
there?
Teresa Serrata.
No, the person who was the mayor of that city was head of the U.S. Conference of Mayors Emergency Operations, and in the political
so
world.
So they have a qualified person in Los Angeles, and
that's
we don't have a qualified person here.
You do have
saying.
A qualified person. She's as qualified as you are for the job you hold.
Let's continue this conversation here, because it's kind of heated, and invite our listeners, and they also
I'm
might want to talk
a walk
about
the guy for a while.
He's going to bring in some
you have to understand that. Willie Brown's not telling you. We'll save that. We'll save
and
that.
And if you want to join in the conversation, 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753.
All right, go to your separate quarters.
We're talking about Golden Gate Park closure and the emergency services flap that apparently Aaron Peskin and Willie Brown stand on. Other sides of. We'll referee in a moment. 818, keep it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing TopTrader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits 8.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with.
Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Gold Medal Ribbon, Pistachio Almond, Chocolate Fudge, Pralines and Cream, Rocky Road, Nutty Coconut, Vanilla, Mint Chocolate Chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price and participation may vary.
Baskin-Robbins, it's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
Or name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait for them to pile up. Chocolate syrups all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin-Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, progressive talk radio for the Bay Area. And I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown. Ow! Where did that sound effect come from? That actually hurt. Here with Willie Brown and Board of Supervisors Aaron Peskin. Timing, don't interrupt in the middle of a sentence with a sound effect. And we have callers joining in at 866-960-5753. We have Ted in San Francisco asking a question about Golden Gate Park. Then maybe we'll get back to the other flap we were having before. Go ahead, Ted. You're on the air with Supervisor Peskin.
Good morning, Ted.
And Willie.
Good morning. Supervisor Peskin, I heard you were on. I wanted to call. I definitely wanted to say thank you so much. It does seem like there's people on both sides kind of worried on about hypothetical conjectures about what will happen and what won't happen, and it seems like you're one of the few people that are trying to, you know, find a way to make it work rather than just talk about why it won't. And I wanted to ask you, what happens now that the mayor's vetoed this? What do we do today? What do we do tomorrow? How do we move this forward?
Well, that's a good question. I think that there are ongoing discussions between the mayor's office and the chief sponsor, Supervisor McGoldrick, about ways that the bill might be able to move forward with some amendments, and hopefully we will still do a trial. I mean, you know, everybody's running around saying how bad it's going to be, but why don't we try it and do it for a few months and have some objective baseline data and determine whether or not it is harmful or helpful. And at this point, obviously the mayor has vetoed it. I think in some part, if I can be, I think the timing of the veto was designed to deflect attention from this Office of Emergency Services audit, but obviously I'm very wrapped up with that.
We have another caller named Ted from San Jose who wants to join in that conversation.
Can I ask you a question first?
Ted's abound.
Do you have the votes to override the veto?
No, there are seven. We need
seven
eight, and there are seven to four. So the answer is no.
Is that one of the four?
Right. So I think you know, remember a few months ago we were talking about the C3 parking issue, and ultimately the mayor did veto that. We made a bunch of amendments. It's now about to be passed as law. So I'm hopeful that we'll be able to do the same thing on the Golden Gate Park test closure and figure out a way that we can still run that test and do some amendments. Maybe keep some of the north-south, or rather east-west places open, and so we're going to noodle through.
All right. On that subject matter, Mr. President, your comments were that the voters said yes to the garage and yes to one test trial.
That was certainly part of the representations of the backers of the garage.
Was it in the written document?
It was in the ballot arguments that were signed by Ms. Wilsey and Mr. Hillman and others that they would pursue this once it was done.
It was in the ballot arguments.
Correct.
It wasn't part of the bill.
Correct. It was in the ballot arguments. It was part of the representations. No, the people who backed that garage went and made their accommodation with the detractors, and that was part of the agreement between people who otherwise would have opposed it
so
and
they,
did not.
They should basically live up to the word and agree to a deal.
And Warren Hellman has written the Board of Supervisors a letter, which if I knew we were going to talk about this today, I would have brought, which said this absolutely was the agreement, this absolutely was the word that we gave you, and we should be true to that word.
Actually, we were in session yesterday. I did leave word at your office.
He wrote an op-ed piece in which he outlined just what you said. But the reason I asked that question is because I think maybe there might be a slight difference between what you represent in a campaign and what's contained in the written version of the law. Many times politicians will say what seems to be convenient in the campaign, and then when the campaign is over, they may find it inconvenient to implement the representations they made.
Yeah,
about
remember
the content
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Of the,
yeah, well, I haven't gone to Sacramento yet, so I haven't gotten.
Let's
that,
get Ted in San Jose in on this emergency services.
Wait, let me finish.
I didn't know you weren't.
I think that
my apology.
Maybe there should be exploring with the city attorney on whether or not you may not need legislation.
Hmm.
There may be a method by which this matter can be easily resolved.
A presidential edict?
A lawsuit.
Well, there's a thought.
That's a what would Willie do?
I don't know.
We're not even in that segment.
Can I
yet.
Tell you, as the president of the Board of Supervisors, I just cannot see initiating a lawsuit against the city that I represent.
All right, Ted in San Jose, you wanted to talk about the thing we were.
But I'm sure
to?
People are listening, and I'm sorry for interrupting you, Paul. And you, Ted.
Well, we've had Ted waiting to ask his question or say what
hey,
he
Ted,
has to say.
Hey, Ted, you're on. What's up?
I'm really, really turned around now. I'm not sure what I'm talking about.
We were talking about the Department
Whatever
of Emergency
you
Services
about.
And the report that Harvey Rose
right.
wrote up.
Actually, you know, a couple of comments. I'm really, really surprised at Willie Brown's animated response, and I'm thankful in Aaron Pesky's calmness in trying to address this report.
Pesky. Close enough.
Sorry. Yeah.
That's okay. He's about about the facts.
I thought it was an adjective.
Know, some people say that.
The thing is I could really care less about who's getting what money in Los Angeles or names and facts of years ago. The fact is that there's a report that's out there that states that we have a problem. I don't care whether somebody's qualified to run the job as long as the problem is addressed. If San Francisco has a problem and the report points that out,
let's fix it.
Then we, but yeah, correct. We
Fair
must.
Enough.
You're relatively amazing. I would assume that you have a certain level of intelligence, and you wouldn't start with the idea that the report is, in fact, totally and completely authentic. I think you'd ask that question first, and that's exactly what I recommended to the President of the Board of Supervisors. I said, start with the person who wrote the report. Make sure that there's qualifications associated with their ability to write that report. And, Ted, if you accept every report that's written, you are a prime example of what George Bush loves.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
You're going to ignore the report and the fact that there are problems by attacking...
No, he didn't say no, you're not listening, Ted. You're not listening.
Here we go again, Mr.
You're not listening at all. You have closed your mind to the idea that any report which comes ought to be deemed legitimate and authentic. That's not the way the world should work.
But
in
Mayor
a democracy,
Brown.
You ought to raise questions at each level, and you ought to let the facts and the information flow from that, and then embrace the results of that dialogue. You should not start with the idea that the NSA is, in fact, reported factually, that, in fact, the intelligence
Ted,
service
up
came
here.
Up with... Okay, information that gave us weapons of mass destruction.
So what we do then, Mr. Brown, if that's the case, is that we let that report lie dormant while we put it through a rigorous examination that may take years of arguments trying to figure out who's qualified and what paragraph is correct and what paragraph is not, and San Francisco lies in a state of unreadiness.
I don't want you on my jury.
Well, the reality is, insofar as the department and its director have embraced over 85% of the recommendations made, I think that we have a good report. Now we actually have to make sure that they implement the recommendations that they have embraced so that we are disaster ready.
If it makes us disaster ready, I think we're all better off. We're going to take
there's the thought, Paul.
A look at what's going on in the rest of the world besides locally here in San Francisco. And John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
All right, gentlemen, thank you all. 8:30, time for traffic first in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news, brought to you by Table for Six this time. North Bay troubles, big time. 116 near 101, a SIG alert issued by CHP. It's actually a Mirabel Road, a gravel hauling truck lost its trailer. flying around the intersection. Due to the early morning post office fire in Oakland, the area around 7th Street and Peralta may still be blocked off. It's causing a backup onto 880 northbound, by the way. Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. Car has a flat tire mid-span eastbound. We don't know if it's blocking, but it's there. Hayward crash, 880 southbound at 92, and an Oakland stall, 24 eastbound at 13. If you're single and just too busy, call Table for Six Total Adventures, the dating experts, for personalized one-on-one matchmaking that's led to over 900 marriages. Want to be next? Contact Table for Six at table46.com. Take a lap around the bay. Here's what's happening this hour on 960 The Quake at 8:31. The Senate has unanimously voted to exclude illegal immigrants convicted of a felony or three misdemeanors from any chance at citizenship in the U.S. The vote came as the immigration bill continued to take shape. Sponsors of the amendment designed to keep criminals from becoming citizens won support by including exemptions for hardship cases. Critics of the bill are still trying to fix it. In a letter to Homeland Security Director Michael Chertoff, Governor Schwarzenegger says mobilizing thousands of National Guard troops for two-week rotations to build fences and deploy surveillance equipment is a poor use of forces trained for combat. More on immigration. There are more protests in San Francisco today, as they'll be out in the city and other major towns around the country. The focus of this round of protests is to complain about President Bush's National Guard proposal on the border. It starts at 5. It's at San Francisco's UN Plaza between 7th and 8th Streets. Syntus is a work clothing supplier. Everything from mechanics, coveralls, and uniforms to medical professional clothing. The company bills itself as the preferred uniform supplier of NASCAR. But an Alameda County judge has hit the company with a fine of nearly $1.5 million. It seems the company has underpaid employees in laundries. It runs in Union City and San Leandro. The suit to charge the company failed to honor a contract with the city of Hayward to pay its employees a living wage. Quake weather today, fog in the coast, fairly mild. We have a chance of rain for this weekend, a reasonable chance of rain, but not today. Highs from the upper 50s of the coast to the mid-80s inland. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer for just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with the install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit.
which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Gas is going up and up and up, and shows no sign of retreating anytime soon. Go to the homepage of QuakeRadio.com and click on the Best Gas Prices link. The tool will tell you where in your neighborhood you can find the cheapest gas. If there is such a thing anymore, we can't beat big oil, but we can help you save a buck or two. Another helpful service from 960, The Quake.
And live from the Hotel Vitale, the corner of Mission and Barcadero, we keep it real with Will and Willie, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10, and I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown, Will Durston. While we're on the subject of gas, this just in, you know that Al Gore has his movie that is coming out about global warming called An Inconvenient Truth. Mayor Brown, you've seen it. You've been riveted by this information.
I have not seen the movie, but I've seen his slideshow production. I've seen his presentation. I've seen his PowerPoint. I've spent a few hours with Al Gore. He did just a tremendous job of communicating with people from many cultures and from many walks of life here last June when we had the International Conference on the Environment, and he was just spectacular. The mayor had him here.
Now, we had Myron Ebell from the Competitive Enterprise Institute on the air, and we debunked what that government, well, actually not government-sponsored, but they're inside the Beltway in D.C., but they're sponsored by the oil companies. We had Rose Aguilar with us that day, and we questioned Myron about the connections, who funds him. Well, it seems like the CEI is going to launch a national global warming ad campaign, and it's to counter what is to them claimed by some environmentalist groups that we should reduce fossil fuel use and carbon dioxide emission. And the ad focuses on, quote, global warming alarmism, close quote. Of course, the polar ice caps are melting quicker than ever and the weather's getting more extreme, but why should we care?
Well, see, the problem is with anecdotal evidence. There's so much, every one of us has anecdotal evidence, you know, where we see, oh, you know, every time I go out to the Midwest and it gets to 20 below, you know, once, one day, and everybody starts talking about, well, see, and they talk about global warming. Where is it when you need it? You know.
Well, global warming's a misnomer. It's more extreme weather, and that's part of it. It's not necessarily
that's
warm.
One of the symptoms of global warming. But when you talk about a temperature difference of 1 degree over 10 years, a mean temperature, humans are not going to notice that.
Yes, but humans will when the fish die because the coral reefs with 3 degrees of temperature difference will disappear.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying... Okay.
We can go on that, but we have a segment right now with Mike Tolan, who is the executive producer of Bonds on Bonds, joining us on the phone, and we all know who Barry Bonds is.
Michael, Willie Brown here.
Good to be with you, gentlemen. We've heard every excuse for Barry's inability to break Babe Ruth's record. Maybe we ought to throw global warming into that.
He didn't use the pink pen on Sunday.
I'm not sure why, but they were after him last night in Houston, weren't they? Did you see that, guys?
My gosh.
Yes.
How many ways can you hit a batter? Let's count them.
Well, they go, you know, in Philadelphia, it was the verbal sparring. Corey Lytle, pitcher for the Phillies, came out and said he was hoping Barry didn't break the records. And then, of course, the Philly faithful bombarded them with signs and verbal taunts. And
some of them were pretty creative, though.
Yeah, Babe Ruth did it on hot dogs and beer. Hank Aaron did it with class. How are you going to do it, Barry? That sort of thing.
Yeah, here's something that's never brought up. Wasn't Prohibition on when
when
Absolutely.
Babe, I mean, wasn't he doing illegal stuff too?
It was a different age,
so yeah, I guess.
So was half the country. There was a speakeasy on every block.
Better to think what Babe Ruth's image would be if he was under this kind of scrutiny.
Mr. Tolan, I don't know if you know this, but Friday was Willie Mays' the celebration of Willie Mays' 75th birthday here in San Francisco. So at the home game on Friday night, a bunch of people were on the field, and Willie Brown, my co-host, was one of the people on the field. And we've been kind of proponents of Barry from two different angles. For me, as a fan, I don't want to hear about this. Everybody's been doing it. Why are they picking on Barry? Okay. And Mr. Brown has objected on legal reasons.
And out of personal friendship.
Right.
Well, I support and understand both your positions there. It's a pretty complicated and spicy brew, as you can imagine. There have been a lot of polls lately, and there are some people that think it's the attacks are largely racial in motivation. I don't know what you gentlemen feel about that. When they ask people about it, as you'd expect, it sort of divides along racial lines. African Americans think to a great extent that that's a big part of it. White folks are not as inclined. Huh. There are a couple other big issues.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? White folks don't see racism.
We had Harry Edwards on our show, the ESPN show Bonds on Bonds. We had Danny Glover, who's a close personal friend. I mean, look, there's no denying it. I was fortunate enough to do a documentary called Chasing the Dream with Henry Aaron. It's about a dozen years ago now, and I had the pleasure, or not, it wasn't the most fun, but I had the experience of going through Henry's attic on a sweltering summer day and actually uncovering the hate mail, which was almost all racial in origin.
He kept it.
Yeah, he kept it, and it wasn't like he went up there and studied it. Let's face it, you know, those who forget are doomed to repeat that sort of thing, and Henry didn't want to wipe that memory away on some level. And you'd think 30-some years later it would be different, but, you know, not as different as we might hope.
Our guest on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio, is Mike Tolan, who is the executive producer of the ESPN series Bonds on Bonds. And you also did the movie with Cuba Gooding Jr., Radio, didn't you?
Yeah, we're very proud of that. It was an opportunity to take a young man's life in a small town in South Carolina and celebrate it. In fact, they're now erecting a statue of Radio in that little town in South Carolina. That was a wonderful experience.
And on Bonds on Bonds, are you enjoying your opportunity to talk with Barry?
Well, I'm not sure enjoy would be the verb that would first come to mind.
Is he a pill?
I think there's a little bit of, you know, guilt by association. I mean, we feel besieged right along with Barry. It's been a ride I never could have imagined, to be honest. We knew there was a great deal of negativity surrounding Barry's chase for the Babe and ultimately perhaps the chase for Hank Aaron's record. But I could have never imagined the depths of the venom and vitriol directed at Barry for so many different reasons. It's been a wonderful opportunity to expand the dialogue, to hopefully provide some insight and enlightenment and let people look at this incredible performer as a human being and get a better sense of who he really is and what he's all about. But it is honestly the most unforgiving and thankless task I've ever been engaged in.
Now, a lot of people make a big deal about Barry's personality. What has your personal dealings with him been like?
Very complex, very conflicted. He has a heart of gold, and he has a childlike innocence that people would really be surprised by. When you see him sitting with Dusty Baker's 6-year-old son, Darren, he is on the same level with Darren, and he can talk about the Little League teams and the girlfriends and what kind of grades he's getting in first grade, that sort of thing. But then again, he creates this aura of, well, there's a touch of arrogance, and there's a great deal of aloofness and inapproachability. Some have suggested, including Barry, that subconsciously he created that to give himself an edge and to not get sucked into, oh, you know, a little softer rapport with members of the media and people on other teams. Hard to really dissect, guys. He is very conflicted. As I say, there are so many different sides of Barry's personality, and you never know which Barry's showing up each day.
And your observations, how is he handling this incredible level of rejection That's evidence in itself in places like Houston and Philadelphia and other places.
Mm. He's used to it. It's a little bit thicker now than it's been. I think Barry takes enormous comfort in his family and in the adulation that he's given in his hometown. He does have quite a large circle of friends. He has a warrior-like ability to tune it all out and to be oblivious to the tumult, to the cacophony that surrounds him when he gets between the white lines. I think right now it's less concern about the pressures and the negativity than it is about his inability to perform on the field at the level to which he's accustomed. You know,
I think there's a certain amount of respect, though, even in the hate, because, you know, the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. And the people, I mean, we saw this, where did he hit that mammoth home run? Was that Philadelphia?
Philadelphia, yeah.
When he hit that home run, the people have been booing him and just jeering at him for the entire weekend series, stood up and applauded when he came around third base and came home. It's amazing, the dichotomy in the emotions that surround him of fans on both sides.
You're right. I would say 40,000 jaws dropped simultaneously. Mine was one of them. Barry has often said, you got to be a hell of a ball player to get 50,000 people standing up and booing you from the top of their lungs. So I think he thrives on that a little bit. Again, I think it's just a guy who's a month and a half away from turning 42, who's had three operations on his right knee, who can't dig in and doesn't have the strength and the support physically from his body to do what he's accustomed to. So, you know, a split second late on that 95-mile-an-hour fastball and a home run ball turns into a pop-up, and that's what's
El
really
Papapo.
It's tough.
How about this weekend? You going to be there? Are you guys still taping?
Yeah, we're still filming. We're going to go through 7:15 at least. In the beginning of the season, we all predicted when he'd hit 7:15. Most people said April. Barry said by the first week of May. So we're a little beyond that, but we're hanging in there.
He hasn't had one since that shot in Philadelphia.
It'll be interesting to see him in Oakland as a DH. It might be, you know, a preview of next year.
How are they going to treat him on the other side of the bay? And they'll be pretty loud, I'm guessing, huh?
There'll be enough Giant fans to balance it out, I think.
Right, you understand, Michael, that the Lord Almighty could show up on Oakland and get booed. That's the nature of that.
Of course, in Philly, they booed Santa Claus.
And Al Davis thought that it was exactly the case.
Yeah, I'm from Philadelphia, and the people wear that as a badge of honor, having booed Santa Claus.
Yeah, but in Oakland, they really don't mean it. It really is an expression.
There's still
of
a lot of sprout eaters.
Yeah. Yeah. The only people they mean it to is when politicians throw out the first ball. Now, that is a boo.
There you go.
I love the fans. In the black hole, I mean, between them and the Castro, it's Halloween all year round. You know,
Mr. Tolan,
wild.
Thank you so much for joining us, sir, and great good luck on the show. Hope there's a sequel next year, and good luck on Crumbs too, which you're producing.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure.
And Michael, before you go, if in fact you come back to San Francisco for that 7:15 or whatever the number happens to be, we'll extend an invitation to you. Come have a cup of coffee with us. We're right downtown. We're right down here on the waterfront.
Should be staying at this hotel anyway.
About 7 minutes
hotel
away from
Battalion.
The stadium. Yeah.
Mission Embarcadero.
All right.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Jump on BART and be across the bay in minutes. Mike Tolan, he's the executive producer of the ESPN series Bonds on Bonds. And the next segment, WWWD, What Would Willie Do? 850, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Now through May 28th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com. Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less.
WWWD, what would Willie do?
Sometimes I'm right, but I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
Every day this time we ask a question of the mayor on 960 The Quake. We had some fireworks earlier with President of the Board of Supervisors of San Francisco, Aaron Peskin, had the big, thick Harvey Rose report on the Office of Emergency Services and Anne-Marie Conroy's running of it to keep us focused on actually being prepared for a disaster. What would Willie do?
We are prepared for a disaster, and it is really counterproductive to suggest that we're not. We have something called the Neighborhood Emergency Response Team. We have an incredible commitment based upon the experience gained from the quake of 1989, based upon the 9/11 experience and how we aligned ourselves to make sure that nothing would occur in the cooperation that we developed with the Coast Guard and with the State Office of Emergency Services, with the protection that was afforded, the two bridges, the on and off ramps involved in those bridges, with the distribution of resources to ensure that there is communication from every school system, every school here in San Francisco, the coordination between the health department people and the HazMat team that they put together when the anthrax method and the anthrax ideas were out there, and that was possibly a challenge, the way in which we operated City Hall to do all the things that we did. There are just so many marvelous things about the level of preparedness that exists in San Francisco to play politics with the issue and to try to create a level of fear in people, in my opinion, is counterproductive. It is highly appropriate to evaluate and audit the expenditure programs, the proper conduct of people.
If we're getting
but
the
you
money.
Do so, mm-hmm. You do so with reference to and in the context of the circumstances that in fact exist. You don't just play politics with it. And there's nothing worse in the business of auditing than to have people not want to review the audit because they will say you're trying to play politics. I believe that every audit deserves to be fairly evaluated. And I think it starts with the people who did the audit, whether or not they have the ability and the experience. I know that in a medical situation, if I am to be touched by any medical person, I want to make sure that that medical person first appropriately is qualified and experienced, and I'm not interested in some theoretician who's never done it before. That's what Willie would do.
All right. You know, I have friends in the French Quarter in New Orleans that Will got to meet, and we had Sue on the air with us.
Sue Guns.
Yeah, and they first response team was from the Bay Area when they got their tetanus shots. When a medical team came around, it was San Francisco Bay Area medical emergency response teams that showed up. So we have this more in order, our house more in order. We have 72hours.org where people can learn about what they can do to be prepared because we do live in a shaky zone. We're on the ring of fire around the Pacific Ocean. We don't know when it's going to happen.
And we just had memorial to the 1906 quake. And if you will recall, the demonstration of the kind of resources for first responders that were available, the incredible admiration and accolades that went to the fire department and to the other units of city operations, totally and completely discredited in some senses of the word, because somebody is after a particular person. The agenda is Anne-Marie Conroy. That's what the agenda is. The agenda is who the mayor appointed. The president of the Board of Supervisors talked about the triple play from 1991 to the triple play today. That's all politics. And the public should not be, there should not be fear generated in the public based upon someone's effort to do something politically about something the mayor did.
One thing it said in the report is they're staffing up. Well, you know, I don't have a problem with staffing up. We need to have a staff at the Office of Emergency Services.
Here's the problem. And no matter how good the plan is, no matter how together you are, it all comes down to the human element. It all comes down to who's there, who shows up, and who knows what, how to get in touch with people. That's why I think communications amongst all the Bay Area firefighters, policemen, I think that's the important
thing. That's why we put 911
to what would the founding fathers do. The author of that book will join us next on The Quake.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean